Miss Elizabeth, I'm still here. Are you still with me?
That's fine. Nope, I'm still here.
Thank you so much. I'm just
You're
waiting for
welcome.
a response.
Okay.
Yes, I...
No problem.
Just to make sure. What he has upstairs is like a completely different router, or is it an extender of the router that you have downstairs?
No, it's a different one he has.
Okay.
The only thing is, we have our own separate Wi-Fi boxes. We own them. But the streaming thing is the same, I guess. Streaming app or whatever the heck you want to call that thing. Which are done by little boxes. Oh, which drives me nuts. They shut off by themselves. You got to keep rebooting it. I just can't.
Yeah.
This is 60 hours a month for that thing. Ridiculous. And that doesn't include the internet. That's separate, $79. Like, come on. How dare you people?
Yes.
But if we can, you know, if it doesn't get hooked up on one, we could get hooked up on each other's. I mean, if we get separate ones, it doesn't really matter. Too many.
Okay. Would you like to start looking for this, signing up for the services as we wait, or
as long as I don't have to pay right now because I don't have it until the first.
Sure. No. You don't have to pay anything today.
Okay. That's fine. You can do it all now and later. They don't put off what you can do now for later.
Okay, Miss Elizabeth. So I got a response. It says that if there, we have a second address for your house. It's like a first floor and a second floor.
Right.
So you would need two different accounts for another router upstairs.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'll do mine, and then you can have him call and do his.
Okay. All right. So let's continue.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, it makes.
I'm not gonna put two of them in my name. And I can put mine in.
Yes, of course. No worries.
I already have mine in my name. Both. I know.
Mhm. All right. And so you said that you wanted to go with the 1 gig.
The 1 gig. Whatever it is, that 1,000, whatever the package is, 1,000.
Okay, perfect.
And now, what does other packages include? I mean, I don't know.
So we have a bigger a package that's double the speed of the 1 gig. We have a 2 gig,
okay.
But that is $99.99. Once you sign up for paperless and auto pay, that brings you down to $89.99. So we also have one that's under the 1 gig. That is the 500 megabits. That is $69.99. But when you sign up with the auto pay and paperless, it also gives you that $10 discount, so it's $59.99 at the end of the day.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this includes what? I mean, you're talking about a router for the internet. Then, like, what TV shows do I get to watch? What, I mean,
so,
or is this strictly internet?
That is a good question. Yeah. So the equipment we don't provide the channels for.
Okay.
It's just strictly the internet for you. You'll be able to stream your channels with whatever application you use. Like if you use Hulu or Disney Plus, or any of the other ones, that is separate from our internet.
Come on the TV, right?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
How come these people have to give you a box plus the internet and all this, and you have to pay separately for each individual thing? Like,
our service, you would not have taxes or any fees added to that bill. Okay, and any time that
so
you have
I would
any
have to
issues,
get separate things if I want to watch TV. I have to get a box to stream, right? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, if you have a smart TV, the application should come up in your screen, and you from there. You don't need an extra box.
Okay. Oh, okay. Then I can return these boxes, return the internet, and just pay for internet and stream whatever I have on my TV.
Exactly.
Like I do now without their box. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. All right. At this moment, would you like any extenders for your house?
Now, what does that mean?
The extenders.
I have two TVs, one in my bedroom and one in my living room.
Okay, so we usually, if you have a house like in the size between 1,000 to 200, I'm sorry, 2,500 square feet, we recommend at least one extender. The extender is a device that you connect in another room that's far away from the router, the main router.
My bedroom is far away from my living room.
Okay, and do you usually get good service over there? Without
it freezes a lot.
Okay, so I mean, an extender will help you bring the speed over there. The only thing is that is an extra charge of $7.99 every month.
That's fine.
That's okay.
As long as I can get TV without buffering and freezing, and I don't mind paying a little extra.
Okay, so we're adding one extender.
I guess, because your main one is in the living room, so the other one will be from the bedroom, right?
Perfect, yes. If you need to add any other ones, or if you decide that you don't need this one, you can always return it, or you can always call us and add extra ones.
Well, you know what? Just give me two.
Two?
I might end up with a TV back in my kitchen.
Okay.
I lost it to my daughter when she got her play, so I don't have my 19-inch in my kitchen anymore.
I had one in every room.
Yes.
It's good to be entertained while you're cooking.
I
know.
Yes.
It's good.
Oh, God, yes. I hate missing stuff when I'm cooking.
I know.
That was the reason for my TV in the kitchen. But my daughter ended up getting her apartment, and she didn't have no TV. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm into that one.
What we do for kids.
I know. 40-something years old. My son is almost 35, 36. He lives right upstairs from me. We have the old house.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm gonna read my cabinets or my refrigerator.
Sons usually they stay closer to mom for some reason. My brother's like that, and my son is like that now.
You don't want to be around me no more. My youngest son and my daughter always been here,
Okay, that's nice. Ms. Elizabeth, we also offer phone services for your landline. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
I don't have a landline, no. I only pay for my cell phone one price. I'm not doing that.
Okay. All right. That's okay. And just want to verify that the address of service will be 84 Grand Street, Apartment 1 in Kingston, New York. Mm-hmm. And the zip code is 12401. Okay, perfect. And you say you own this house, this property?
No, we don't own it, no.
Okay, this is rented. Okay, if it's a rental, we would need the name and the phone number of the landlord. This is because we need to contact them and let them know that we'll be installing fiber in their property.
Okay.
In case it has to be on the ground, we have to dig and we need to let them know what's going on.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. You better not say no, because I'll be sick.
Right now, do you know if your utilities come in through the poles or through on the ground?
It comes from the pole. Yeah, and there's a box on the side of my house where my porch is that feeds the thing. So,
okay.
But right now we don't have cable anymore. We just stream, so there's no wires or anything with the free streaming because it's all wireless.
Mm-hmm.
Just hooks to the TV and that's that. Boom.
Oh. Okay.
Everything is wireless here. There's nothing with wires except for the box that goes to the TV. That's it. And the plug that goes in the wall.
Okay.
The internet is wireless. All of that is wireless.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, the main wire box goes to the TV in my living room. That's hooked up to the TV. But other than that, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, his name is Lou.
Lou?
Yeah.
L-O-U?
L-E-W-I-S, Lewis.
Oh, Lewis, I'm sorry. Louis, and you have a phone number?
Yep, 845-389-7254.
Okay, I have 845-389-7254.
Yes.
Okay. Louis. All right, and let me just see, is everything that come through the poles or the utilities. Is your billing address different from your service address,
no,
or is the same?
No, everything's the same.
Okay, perfect. And first name, your first name is Elizabeth?
Oh, come on. Football.
All right. So the account is gonna be under your name, and you put in your first name as Elizabeth.
Mhm.
All right. And can I have your last name, please?
Grant. G-R-A-N-T.
G-R-A-N-T.
N-T. Yeah, Grant. When I first moved here, they thought my last name was Grand.
Yeah.
Oh, they guess.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, Ms. Grant, can I please have your email address?
I don't really use it. Lizzy Fizzy, L-I-Z-Z-Y, F-I-Z-Z-Y, 39@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay, I have Lizzy Fizzy. It's L-I-Z-Z-Y-F-I-Z-Z-Y 39@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And what is the best contact number for you?
This one. 845-303-9826.
Oops. All right. 845-303-9826. Just want to make sure that I have that information correct. All right. And how may we contact you? Should it be through phone, email, or you would prefer text?
No. Phone. Text. It doesn't matter. Phone, text. Email, like I said, I really don't use it. It was hacked.
Okay. So if we contact you through phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated or pre-recorded from our staff, Fiverr, and its vendors at the phone number that you have provided?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not conditioned to purchase. Great. And if we contact you through text, I just need to read a little disclosure. At our staff Fiverr, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installment appointments, update about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that you will not. We will only use this method for account purposes only. We will not send this. We will not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via emails and phone calls instead. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Let me just continue here. All right. So as part of our process, our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require a $50 deposit. Would you like to do
go ahead.
Credit check?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Let me stop talking. I just need to answer some information in here. Your address is 84. Oh, yeah, I just noticed that your street sounds like your name. with a D.
Yep,
that's
what. Yep.
I just got it. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Kingston, New York. Okay, 12401. We have Elizabeth. And Elizabeth,
middle
we spell
initial
it.
A.
A? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Middle initial, yeah.
All right. And Grant. 845-303-9826 is the phone number. And if you can please provide me your social security number.
105-56-2373.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me just... Okay. You need missing... Okay, so the report came back that we need a $50 deposit. I know you told me that you're not able to do that today.
Not today, no.
That's
why I wanted to set up for the first.
If we do that, the deposit, if we put in your information today, it will come out of the of your account
okay,
today.
Okay, so
and,
I suggest call back on the first, right?
Yes, I that's what I'm. I am so sorry.
No, don't be.
For that.
That's fine.
But yes, because
so everything will be there, and then when I call back, you can just pull it up.
Unfortunately, it's going to delete everything because we don't keep that information
right.
If you're not a customer
okay.
with us. Yes. So,
okay.
Yes, unfortunately, I'm so sorry.
And I will call back on the first. No problem.
Okay. So what you can do if you want to, I don't know if you want to run your soft credit check again. I mean, since we know that you will have a deposit, I don't know if you just want to go for the deposit. And so they won't run, although the credit is not, it's not going to affect your credit, but just... if you don't want to go through that again.
Wait, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I just call on the first and then have everything come in there, take
okay.
the deposit and go.
Okay, Ms. Grant, is there anything else
Thank
I can
you.
Assist you with today? You
no,
welcome.
That's fine.
Thank you so
and
much.
I'll be talking to hopefully you, but if not,
yes, I hope so too. If not, good luck for everything. And we probably will talk sometime in the future. No worries.